Karen Travers from ABC. Kamala Harris wants another debate. Donald Trump does not.
Mm-hmm.
What is the likelihood that we actually see one?
I don't think it's likely at this point. I mean, I think if there were a debate, it would mark a major shift from Donald Trump. Yesterday in his social media posts and at his rally in Arizona, he was very definitive. He said, there will be no third debate. Cheers from his audience in his Arizona rally. Mm-hmm. Remember, he did the first one with with President Biden, his second one, obviously, with Kamala Harris. So for him, it's a third debate.
Right.
She is really pushing hard for this. She said yesterday at her rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate. Her team wants to do this because they feel she had a decisive victory on Tuesday night. They want to get her back on a stage with Donald Trump. And now I think it's also about poking the bear a little bit, too, and saying we need to do this because they know he has been hesitant over the last 3 days since the debate night. But, you know, even allies, aides of the president have admitted, you know, he was on defense. He had a not great night that night. They're not going to say outright that he lost, but you have heard that from people around him and in his orbit. There was a poll from Reuters and Ipsos yesterday that found 53% of people who heard something about the debate said that the vice president was the winner. And they're trying to capitalize off what they think might be a little bit of momentum coming out of that debate, while also saying a debate doesn't win an election, of mm-hmm. course. But I think they'd like to get her back on that stage with him if they could do that type of performance again.
If you're looking at the debate like you would watch a heavyweight boxing match, I think Donald Trump won the first three rounds before mm-hmm. Kamala Harris punched him right in his rally. And then after that, he was on the defense, just flailing, throwing a bunch of haymakers. Some of them landed, some of them didn't. Do we have numbers on when America tuned out? Did everybody watch this debate from start to finish? Or if you watched the first 10 minutes of the debate and then moved on to a rerun of Modern Family, you have no idea what happened after that.
I don't know. I think, you know, the numbers were huge. Like, it was higher ratings than the first debate back in June. I don't know if it was like a drop off. My sense is people probably stayed tuned in. If you were, you know, given how high the numbers were for it, we knew there was so much interest going into this. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, people probably did see most of the debate. The other thing, too, is that people see clips, you know, the social media aspect of it, too. Certainly younger voters are going to see a lot of it through their social media feeds, as opposed to sitting there watching, listening, tuning in for a full 90 plus minutes on Tuesday night. And that's where the Harris campaign, too, is, you know, they're using some of the clips in ads, digital ads, television ads, and they're putting it out on their social feeds to try and still get some mileage out of it from Tuesday.
And as an American, I don't know what we get from a third one, because 2 days later, we've had to deal with a hurricane since then here in Baton Rouge. But 2 days later, like, the only thing I can find headline wise is about cats and dogs and nothing about mm-hmm. the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, who is that great or not great for? I don't know. And, you know, you kind of look back at like that whole section. It was a question to Harris about immigration and the border. That is certainly an issue area where her numbers are not as strong as Donald Trump. He has a strength on that in polls. She pivoted in that answer to talking about him and crowds at his rallies, knowing it was going to get under his skin. It was a very planned line.
And
you got a sense of like she was just waiting to drop it, and she did, and it did. And then I think, as you said, you know, kind of he never came back from that one. It was like it was still stuck in his head. And in all of her answers after that, there was always like, you know, here's the policy part, here's the jab, here's the policy part, also this. And yeah. And like he then always responded to the this instead of the policy part.
She is ABC's Karen Travers. I appreciate you getting in this morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.